is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with the special episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite a special HMT motto, shall we? A thug will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before they decide today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are at episode 304. And what better way to commemorate this episode number than to delve into the world of the Liquor Lady. Now, as we all know, they actually have some of the most violent pairings of all couple, especially the black ones. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Gentlemen, I had to bend the rules for this one. Now, this article was published on the 13th of December, 2022. Liquor Lady Thug terminates her girlfriend after they broke up. As we all know, ladies, when it comes to the Liquor Ladies, you are definitely some of the most violent pairings. We have to keep reiterating that. Why? Because the lamestream media does its best to bury any story when it comes to the, you know, the Rainbow Mafia and how violent they truly can be. The adventures of Pookisha and Ray Ray continue. Yes, gentlemen, this article is actually fucking hilarious. I'm going to call her Butch because she was definitely the stud in the relationship. So Butch Perkins was thrown into the slammer after she terminated her Liquor Lady ex-girlfriend, Cornisha Butler, because she broke up with her after 6 years of copulation. The femicide transpired in Atlanta. No surprise with that location. On November 17th, in front of Cornisha's two-year-old son, according to police reports, Cornisha, a pre-possessing mother of four, dumped Butch several months ago and filed a restraining order. Ladies, you need to understand something. When you file a restraining order against someone, that is not some invincible shield that you present and say, ha, you can't come within X amount of distance of me. No, no. If anything, a restraining order will further enrage the individual that it is filed against. And guess what? There have been far too many cases of women filing restraining orders only to get taken offline because of it. But the jilted lover threatened to commit a quote-unquote first-degree termination if Cornisha did not take her back. Lo and behold, when she didn't get with her, Butch barged into Cornisha's home and opened fire, striking her three times in front of her child. Cornisha was pronounced deleted at the scene. Butch was arrested and charged with first-degree termination, possession of a firearm, and cruelty to children. Gotta love all that estrogen right? As we all know, no matter how thuggish a woman is, guess what? She's still a woman and subject to all of that negative emotion, which we all know women are notorious for following. Social media reaction was fierce. One reader wrote, now this right here is a classic line, quote unquote, black women love thugs, even if they are female. You cannot beat that. That's right. Hibristophilia. Shout out to the Lion of MGTOW for bringing that word to the forefront. No one can deny, as much as black women love to try to deny this, they do love thugs. Why? Because thugs are dangerous. And far too many black women have not grown out of that state. Every other group of women understand, yes, you date the bad boy for a short period of their youth. But then when you actually mature, you say, you know what? I actually want a good, stable man to actually build a long-term relationship with. Not black women. Oh, no, 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 no. Which is why, in my humble opinion, and I've said this on numerous occasions, the American black population will consistently stay by design in a state of arrested development. The vast majority of the American black population has not graduated from high school mentally. Just saying. Another chimed in, quote unquote, wow, they were together for 6 years, but still making babies with men. That is very ironic, isn't it, gentlemen? Oh, we're a liquor lady couple, but we still want to have babies with men. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of being a liquor lady? I'm just saying. This is sad, a third person wrote, and they added, quote unquote, liquor ladies are violent, which goes back to the main point of this video. Yes, liquor ladies are very violent, particularly the black liquor ladies. But you'll never hear of articles like this. Why? Because the lamestream media knows it has to be a very extreme case that they cannot cover up when it comes to the Rainbow Mafia and just how violent and savage they truly can be. Yep. Investigators said the quantum lovebirds have a history of domestic violation. That further cements my point. Butch set Cornisha's Mercedes-Benz on fire last year, then stalked her for months. Cornisha had just purchased a brand new house, and Butch was jealous. Well. What more can be said, gentlemen? We all know the truth behind the very violent nature of the liquor lady pairing. They try to make it all nice and, you know, lovey-dovey on the surface, but we know, yeah, the liquor ladies have more violent run-ins than gay men do. You have to wonder why. Like I said, all that estrogen. And we all know when women are together for a long time, their periods and their menstrual cycles, sync up. Yeah, Talk about a powder keg that is ready to explode. Trust me, being in the Navy and being on ships, the female berthings, whenever we go on deployment, they become hotbeds of emotional damage. Had to go off topic, but that is very important. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the victim's home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. I gotta give this one a 20 because Butch took out Cornisha in front of her kid. So I gotta give that a 20. And for the brutality factor. Popped her 3 times. Yeah, a little bit brutal. So I gotta give that a 10 as well. So Butch, pistol packing Perkins, gets a score of 45. Well, gentlemen, we all know this. I'm pretty sure some of us have actually seen liquor lady pairings that actually did get into public battles. Being out here in Cuckafornia, I have definitely seen my fair share of rainbow people who actually did get into fights on the streets. And gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you straight up, from my own observation, yeah, rainbow mafia fights are very savage on both sides of the coin. Yep, yep, yep. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. Have you seen any cases of liquor ladies or anybody from the Rainbow Coalition who actually get into scraps? And put in the comment section just how violent they are if you've seen them. And for you liquor ladies out there, you need to understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think you have behind the Rainbow Mafia, that power, believe it or not, is going out, especially if you're a black liquor lady. Feminism and the idea that society is going to continue to give you a pass and not cover your particular outbursts, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, as much as the lamestream media tries to hide your true violent nature, all of us over here and all of us that truly see you for who you are know exactly just how violent you liquor ladies truly are. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.